Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It is Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio. So we had a great championship weekend. Well, we had one good game and then the Eagles win in a rout. But nevertheless, still was NFL weekend. But what is the good of the day?
Good of the day. Now, I reserve the right to change my mind on this, as will
yes.
you. But we got a little teaser yesterday. I think it was during the NFC Conference Championship. Steve Cohen. You know Mets owner Steve Cohen?
Yeah, Mets owner Steve Cohen, yeah.
Is apparently coming out with a Mets Super Bowl commercial.
Is he really?
Yeah.
So he's bought time on the networks to promote
time.
The Mets?
Yes.
Really?
And yes.
Okay, tell me more about this. I'm kind of fascinated why he would do that and what's it going to be? Is he trying to make the Mets more of like a national team?
Do you like
baseball but don't have a team to root for? Pick the Mets.
Maybe. No, it's just a guy with funny money that's like, yeah, I'll spend money here. But anyways, he dropped a teaser yesterday during the game. I didn't notice it. I wasn't paying any attention to the commercials because, like you, that game got out of hand quickly. And I was just like, oh, man, just hurry up and give it to the Eagles. Let's stop the game. Felt like we need to throw in the towel. But there was a 30-second teaser. It's just Mr. Met kind of cleaning up the office, polishing the trumpet. Polishing desks, and it just says, to be continued, and then a QR code popped up.
Oh, I'm kind of excited about this.
So there will be, rumor has it that there is a Mets Super Bowl commercial dropping sometime during the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And those spots go for like $5 million, $6 million?
Yeah, it's a lot of money to drop in a Super Bowl commercial.
Kind of reminds me of Brewster's Millions, right? You got to spend this amount
of money.
He's
probably just spending it. Just, why not?
Yeah.
But what I want to know is why? Just to have some fun?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to, or is there a purpose?
There's got to be a purpose.
Trying to raise the national exposure of the Mets?
There's got to be a purpose, but I have no idea what that purpose is.
Because the Yankees are probably like, we don't ever have to buy a Super Bowl commercial to
right.
get people to know what we are and who we are and what we're doing. So
we're
good luck with that, Mets.
We're not wanting to be the second team in New York
anymore. Right, exactly. It's like, go ahead and scream for attention, but Mom likes me more. That kind of thing. I think it's awesome. I love this owner, by the way. I think Steve Cohen's a breath of fresh air from the Wilpons, right? Forget it. But, the guy's spending. What I said before, man, if you have an owner that wants to win a championship as much as the fan base and not just because it's good for business, that's what you want, right? I mean, he's a Mets fan that just happens to be a billionaire that bought his favorite team. He's going crazy. Right, so I'm crazy. I'm looking forward to seeing it, as well as all the fun commercials for the Super Bowl this year.
Of course.
Yes, when everybody in my Super Bowl party is quiet rather than during the game where I need to hear maybe what exactly that situation is, and I can't get Mary and Sally to be quiet over there with the dip.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what they just say about Mahomes.
I'm sorry, did Mahomes just break his leg? I can't hear anything because I just heard about a dance recital in a Little League game. Quiet!
But I caught all 60 seconds of the Clydesdales.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, when the Clydesdales came on, everybody be quiet. But when the quarterback breaks his leg in a game, I can't hear what happened.
Yep.
People be quiet. Super Bowl parties drive me nuts. But nevertheless, I like going to them because there's always food.
Always
good
food.
And I can eat. I feel like it's like Christmas. At Christmas time, people are like, I'm off my diet. I'm eating whatever.
You get the, it's like the hall pass.
Yeah, exactly. It's the hall pass. Exactly. Like,
it's
all right. Do I want to eat 16 wings? I can. I can eat the meatballs. I can eat the dip. I can eat the chips. I can eat the pizza rolls. I can, whatever it is out there. I can go crazy. I can eat the chili again. It's like a free reign.
Well, that's why my wife asked me yesterday. She's like, you'll be back in time for the Super Bowl. I'm like, yeah, I'll be back in time for the Super Bowl. She's like, well, should we invite these people? I'm like, I don't care what we do. All I know is we are at our house. Invite the entire neighborhood over, but we're watching it at our house.
I'm kind of the same way.
Tell them to all bring their fun foods because I like it when they all bring them.
Yeah,
because then you get like, ooh, this is different.
You ever been to a Super Bowl party and you were like, I really wish I was home. I don't. Nobody's paying attention to this, and the TV's not big enough.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I want to get out of here. I hate this.
Unless I did it with my cousin once, and he's as big of a football fan. I mean, he played in college, so that one was okay.
We went.
You know,
he is glued
to it as much as we are. And, at one point, he even said to us, "It's like, hey man, should we take this into the other room?" Because it was too much chaos. And I was like, "Yeah, let's go in the other room."
I went to a Super Bowl party years ago. So no one in my neighborhood now, but years ago, and the husband was a football fan, but the wife just kept complaining about how much these people get paid. And I was like, I gotta leave. I was like, I just want to concentrate on the game. I don't care. I'm not fighting you on salaries and money and who care, why people care about this. People do care about this. Let's just watch. So what's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day is that the Crown Prince of Georgia, Tony.
Right, not the Georgia. Is it the Georgia?
Of Georgia, was arrested in Dallas over the weekend.
I saw the outrage over this, and I think it's justified given that he murdered a whole family, right? Is that what he did?
Did he rob a bank? No, he was drunk.
Did he carjack a family? No, what did he do?
Drunk in public.
Drunk in public, yeah.
And then he ran away, got tackled by the police, which is, I guess, far better than what TCU did.
That's right.
So,
right,
I don't know, maybe they were trying to make up for it.
The Dallas cops did a better job of tackling Stetson Bennett.
What most people are concerned about is that this is going to hurt his draft stock.
Ooh, a 25-year-old guy that won back-to-back national championships is still celebrating.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Because we talked about it before. Jason Page hit the nose on the nail on the head. This is the pinnacle of his career.
Right. This is it.
He might become Chase Daniels, which would be great.
The outrage on this was unbelievable. People on Twitter were losing their minds of, this is going to hurt his status. His legacy is stained. Are you out of your mind? He didn't murder anybody. He didn't rob a bank. He didn't carjack anybody. He was drunk in public and ran away.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Relax. Goodness gracious. I'm not saying get drunk in public because bad things can happen, and I get it. We have to monitor that because the reason we don't allow it is because bad things happen.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Come on. Like, stop acting like an NFL team. Look, if an NFL team likes him, they're going to – first of all, if an NFL team doesn't like him, it's because he's 5'10", 190. Okay? Let's leave it to that. But if an NFL team likes him, is there something about him that he likes? This is going absolutely nowhere.
Can I say something about this? It might drop him from the fourth round to the fifth round.
Right, exactly. We're not talking about a guy being picked 10th overall.
But,
here.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't this happen to Baker Mayfield?
I think it did, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I mean, that destroyed his draft stock.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I'll have to look that up, but I think you're right.
I remember it was a prominent quarterback that was drunk in public and got busted for this.
Come on. I'd be drunk all the time. If I won two national titles at Georgia, are you out of your mind? A school that had been dying for 40 years or another one, and I gave them two, and my life is set?
Yeah. That's why I said.
Are you kidding me?
The Crown Prince of Georgia.
This guy.
I mean, the entire state, he doesn't have to do
anything. Thing.
He can be a real estate agent, and people are going to be like, you can sell my house.
Yeah, you can sell my house, Stetson Bennett, former Georgia quarterback.
I'm going to even add the fourth.
Are you kidding? Every restaurant he walks into, it's on the manager. The manager's, they're competent. Somebody's buying the meal or it's comp.
Just need a photo
every
up on the
time,
wall.
Sign some autographs, make $10,000. Yep. Like, I'd be at 25.
Yeah.
People were acting like seriously, like he was going to go, like he was like going to federal prison. Relax. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I had to do it. The Empire State Building.
What was that about?
The Empire State Building lighting up their building in green and white.
Why would they do that? What? How dumb was that?
Go Eagles, go, or fly Eagles, fly.
So that's a fireable offense, I gotta think.
It's gotta
right?
be.
There is somebody that made that decision, and now somebody today is getting canned. I just can't.
I didn't get it.
Like, who made that decision to do that? Who's in charge of the colors that light up there?
Are they doing red and gold tomorrow for the Chiefs?
Yeah. Oh, they did. I saw this later that
they
changed it.
Oh, they had. You have to.
So they had it on for the game, and then the moment the Chiefs won, they switched it. But the damage was already done. It was on the New York Post, like back page.
Yeah.
like
Giants fans everywhere just going, what? 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 You know, I just.
You have to take these rivalries seriously, or you can't pretend like we're all unified with this. Sports rivalries are real and they're fun.
Yes.
You can't. Don't mess with them. This is outrageous.
Are you telling me Giants and Eagles fans don't get along, Tony?
Yeah. Actually, spilling the beans on this.
When the Giants won the Super Bowl back beating Buffalo back in the 90s,
right?
Did the Independence Hall light up blue and white?
That's what I want to know. Has Philadelphia ever done anything for the Giants when they won? If you could,
no.
I should ask the one Giants fan in my family, my father.
Yeah.
If you really push them, which one in the division they hate the most? Ooh. I gotta think it's Eagles. It's right down the road, I-95, yeah, Washington, but Dallas. But I know Dallas is a big deal.
I would say Commanders is a distant third.
I would say Commanders is in third. It would be a toss-up between the Eagles and Dallas, and with the Eagles playing good, it's probably the Eagles, but New York and Philadelphia just don't get along anyway in anything.
Yeah.
Go wild.
God, I just could not believe seeing that sight. Eat green and white.
Dumb. We'll continue.